Hello again. This is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today I want to do a review of a number of previous Menopause Minutes that have a common thread: administration of bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. Over the last 10 years, as more doctors have become aware of the ineffectiveness of hormone drugs for treating women in menopause and the harmful side effects of these drugs, there has been a significant increase in the use of bioidentical hormones. That's the good news. Well, here's the bad news. Most doctors are not administering the bioidentical hormones correctly because they are not doing so in a bioequivalent manner. And this is why you need to understand what I mean by bioequivalent manner, to know what forms and methods of hormone administration are bioequivalent and which ones are not. Okay, let's start with what I mean by bioequivalent manner. In the context of menopause, it's the manner that most closely mimics the way the body produced the missing hormones estradiol and progesterone prior to menopause. So I'm talking about trying to mimic premenopause physiology as much as needed. And in many respects, this means mimicking the menstrual cycle. Well, why is this so important? Well, for a number of reasons, but primarily because all hormones interact. And this is what I talked about in Menopause Minutes 13. You may recall I said that the failure to understand that hormones interact is the main reason why menopause is typically treated incorrectly. So, back to mimicking premenopause physiology and the menstrual cycle. Prior to menopause, your body produced estradiol all month long and progesterone only during the second half of the cycle. And it produced these two hormones only in the amounts that your body needed. It didn't produce multiples like 10 or 20 or 100 times what was required. So prior to menopause, your body produced only the hormones it needed, when they were needed, and in the amounts that they were needed. And that's what I mean by premenopause physiology. And that's what we're trying to mimic in menopause. That's what I mean by bioequivalent manner. Make sense? Now, how does this all translate into administration of bioidentical hormones? Well, perhaps the easiest way to begin answering that question is by pointing out methods of administration that are not bioequivalent. Let's start with continuous combined therapy, which as you now know means taking both estradiol and progesterone daily. That's clearly not bioequivalent, is it? And if you want to remember why this is so harmful, please revisit Menopause Minutes 4 on the topic of continuous combined therapy. Next is the problem of oral administration, taking bioidentical sex hormones in a pill form. Remember back to Menopause Minutes number 9? Taking hormones orally, swallowing them, means that in order to get to your bloodstream for distribution to the cells of the body, the hormones you swallow must first pass through your liver, which is a filter. Therefore, to get the necessary amounts of hormones to the bloodstream, you're going to have to swallow a much higher dosage than what is called for. Doing so is problematic for a number of reasons, one of them being that in order for the body to get rid of the excess amount of the hormone ingested, metabolites are created that could potentially cause harm. One more method that is not bioequivalent is anything that causes a bolus effect, or in other words, giving a large dose of any hormone at a given time. I covered this point in Menopause Minutes number 10. So examples are using hormone creams or gels, or anything you rub on your skin. And the last topic that I'm going to talk to you about is taking hormones your body can still produce, like testosterone. If you still have your ovaries, and if your adrenal function is reasonably good, your body can likely still produce adequate testosterone. Very few women need supplemental testosterone. Remember the first rule of hormone balancing therapy? Take only the hormones that are missing. Why? Because all hormones interact. And in the case of testosterone, you may recall from Menopause Minutes 11 that testosterone blocks the effect of estradiol, which is what you are replenishing by taking supplemental estradiol. Why in the world would you also take a hormone you don't need that counters the effect of a hormone that you do need? Okay, we're running out of time. Let me close by reminding you that if you take bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner, if you closely mimic premenopausal physiology and you still have your uterus, you will have a monthly bleed akin to a menstrual period. And this is what I talked about in Menopause Minutes 12. Remember the bloody truth? If you still have your uterus and you're not having a monthly withdrawal bleed, then you're not taking the right bioidentical hormone dosages, you are not taking them in a bioequivalent manner, or both. Okay, bioequivalent manner. Estradiol all month long, and for women with a uterus, progesterone in only the second half of the month. no continuous combined therapy, and of course, no pills, no creams, and no hormones your body can still make. And that's the Cliff Notes version. The full scoop is in your Take Charge guide. Next time, I'm going to talk about why women in menopause inevitably become insulin resistant, unless they rebalance their sex hormones with bioidentical hormones taken in a bioequivalent manner. Sound familiar? Until then, be good to yourself.